Welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
I'm doing mostly horror games. I did one last year before I started doing the graphics tablet. I went on the concept art OEG. I was just flicking through all the adverts trying to apply for all the games companies and all that. There was one that caught my eye called Richard Lee. He was a guy looking for a guy to do his artwork for his occult horror game in America. It's based before Jesus Christ, and I sort of applied for it, and he liked my work so much, he said, yeah, okay, give it a shot. But it wasn't done with a graphics tablet. It was done mostly by A4 paper, fine line of pen, pens, and I started drawing all these like really gory, demonic characters. Worked it together for about, I don't know, a couple of months, and sadly, unfortunately, he gave me an email. He said, yeah, I had to stop because I had to go back. Yes, go back doing trucking because of money. It's a shame because it would be a fantastic project to work on.
You're getting some good work experience out of these projects and stuff then?
It's only just mostly just one-on-one, really. It's just mostly just indie stuff, really. And I just sort of like got my work out there by Facebook. I was just getting all my artwork, just spamming it on Facebook. And I was talking to someone on the Train to Game course. He said, why don't you try divin art? So I decided to get on my artwork and the recent stuff I've done and spanned it, got it out there. And it caught the eye of another guy in America called Michael M., which I'm working on at the moment. And he said to me, create your own character. And I thought myself, an idea would be create a character of something of your own design. So I created a teddy bear who got possessed by him. Alien demonic spirits, and it turns it into a hideous monster, and it's really, really gory. I thought I'm working on that at the moment, and I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm being asked to do all of it by Photoshop, and I've been doing all the landscapes, all the concept art, all the weaponry. It's just great fun, really is.
Yeah, it sounds like you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, loving it, loving it to bits. It's really, really good fun.
Excellent. So you mentioned before that you had Asperger's as well. So it's like, how have you found studying and working with that? Is it, do you find you get prejudice against it or what?
No, but I've got to this stage now. I don't really care about my disability now and just have a laugh like my dad does, just enjoy it. You know, I don't really care about money. I just love and enjoy doing it. It's just great fun.
So what are you wanting to do in the future then, Lee?
Well, before I go to America and all that. I'm going to America to just have a holiday with my stepmum and my dad, Peter and Gina, and my family. I want to come back home. I want to get a bundle of computers and PCs, get a load of Photoshop, graphics tablet, and all the packages like ZBrush, 3D Max, and I just want to just completely go character mad, create characters from Photoshop to 3D Max and draw them, hand paint them, everything, and combine it together. And that's the sort of thing I want to do for the rest of my life, really. Can't think of anything else, really. I've got to have obstacles I've got to overcome, like the Train to Game course. I realise now, because of my age, I was pushed back a year behind. I'm going to have to do the course. I'm going to have no choice. I thought about it. I'm going to have to do the course. I'm going to have to do it. But I definitely want to do more character designs. I just love and enjoy doing it. Really, that's the future for me, and I want to try to expand it everywhere over the globe. I've been just doing the most stuff in America, really. I'm sending some stuff off to Japan. I did a picture of Kami to on watercolour paper and send it off to Japan. But I definitely want to start doing lots of characters and monsters and vehicles just for games, really.
That's beautiful. You sound as if you're incredibly ambitious and just want your artwork to be seen absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. It's just good fun. Just enjoy the ride. I just love and enjoy doing characters. Like, I mean, back in the day, it was all done by hand. I was just fascinated with characters, you know. I have them in my head every day. Sometimes I even talk to them. But I think the future for me now is definitely the video game industry.
Well, yeah. I think that's all we've got time for today, Lee. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, great. Fantastic.
Yeah, and I will talk to you soon, mate. All right?
Yeah, will do, mate.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.